Chapter 18. Isn't it a wonderful day, Sprinkles? Lexi stretched her arms up to the sun. Grabbing the end of Sprinkles' leash, she headed down the path. The sun's rays filtered through the tree trunks, causing slices of light to permeate the woods. Like the day before, the friendly chirping of birds and the crunching of footsteps on dry leaves was all that could be heard. "Now, where is your other leash?" Lexi asked out loud, keeping a close eye on the area to the left of the path. "Oh, there it is." She let go of Sprinkles' leash. Bending down, she worked the knots with her fingers, trying carefully not to break a nail. Glancing up, she noticed the path was only about 50 feet away from the Tolliver property, where they were building the new cabana. She felt an icy shiver walk up her spine, thinking of the murder which had happened there not even a week ago. She felt grateful Bronson was in custody, so she wouldn't have to worry about running into him. Finally, working the leash free, she looked around for Sprinkles. Realizing with a start the dog had wandered off, she scanned the woods, then saw her, over by the property line, making her way toward the Tollivers' yard. Lexi started off toward her. She was about to call out to the little dog when a sudden movement in the Tollivers' yard caught her eye. It was Blake. "What is he doing over there?" He was over by the area where the fresh cement had just been poured. He was balancing on the edge of a form, looking down in. Sprinkles saw Blake, too, and gave an excited yip, taking off at a trot toward him. The fence dividing that part of the yard from the nature preserve had been taken down for the construction, allowing the dog to bound on to the Tollivers' property. The little dog was such a socialite, she'd run over to any stranger to get attention. "I hope Blake likes dogs." Instead of happily greeting the dog like most people did, Blake jerked his head up at the noise. His eyes scanned the woods and met Lexi's. Lexi's stomach churned when she saw the look of malice in his eyes. That was not the flirty, fun Blake she knew. Then, a sharp beam of sunlight glinting off something in his hand caught her eye. Lexi felt her heart turn to ice when she realized what it was, her 7-inch serrated knife. The knife that had killed Chastine. "What are you doing?" Lexi heard the words come out of her mouth before she could think better of saying them. "You," he pointed at her with the knife. "Nosy bitch, are you spying on me?" "No," Lexi shook her head. Should she try to play nice? It was too late to pretend she didn't see the knife. Lexi's head swam, adrenaline coursed through her body. Her first instinct was to turn and run, but Sprinkles was over near Blake. She needed to grab the dog and get the hell out of there. "Sprinkles, come!" Her voice came out an octave higher than usual, giving away the panic she felt in her chest. A second later, she realized she shouldn't have called to the dog. Blake turned, looking at Sprinkles, then jumped to the patio and scooped the dog up, holding the knife at her throat. "You wouldn't want me to hurt your dog, would you?" Lexi shook her head. Icy fingers squeezed her heart. "Then come over here." Lexi felt frozen in place. Her instincts were screaming at her to run, but she couldn't let him hurt Sprinkles. She forced her legs to move. He kept talking as she got closer. "You know, Lexi, I really liked you. It's too bad you had to keep sticking your nose into this, coming over and poking around, combing the dumpster." Lexi's eyebrows raised in surprise. "Yes, that was me watching you from the house. I know you were looking for this." He raised the knife up. "But I had it hidden well." Lexi had picked her way over to him. She was standing about 5 feet away.
"Closer."
He pressed the knife into Sprinkles. The dog gave a yelp, which made Lexi's stomach clench. "Please don't hurt her." Lexi moved closer to him.
"I won't hurt her if you do what I say."
He grabbed her arm roughly, shoving her through the door to the cabana. He kicked the door shut, then spun her around.
I'm going to regret having to do this, he said, tracing the tip of the knife from the top of her throat all the way down her chest, stopping just where her bra started. Everything would have been okay if you had just minded your own business. We might have even had some fun together. He released her arm and she stumbled backwards. You killed Chastine? Blake snorted.
Yep. When they brought Candace and Bronson in today, I had the perfect plan to frame them. But now you've put a kink in the plan. Regrettably, I will have to straighten out that kink.
He lifted the knife again. But why? Lexi hoped if she kept him talking, it would buy her some time to think of a way to get free. Blake walked over to the corner. Bending down, he came up with a length of thick rope in one hand, while still holding Sprinkles in the other. He turned and walked toward Lexi.
You want to know why? I guess I can tell you, since you won't be around to tell anyone else.
He hefted the rope in one hand, then put Sprinkles down, still holding the end of her leash. The little dog tugged at the end to try to get to Lexi. Lexi winced as Blake roughly jerked her back.
Justine and I were lovers before she took up with Dad. Once she found out how much money he had, she went after him like a greyhound after a rabbit. The only problem was, she still wanted me on the side. Normally, I don't care how many other guys a woman has, but when the other guy is your own father, well, that's too disgusting, even for me.
He made a face. Lexi nodded to encourage him to continue. Sprinkles strained the leash, the frayed section getting even thinner.
I wanted to break it off. She wouldn't let me. Threatened to take away all the money once she was married to Dad. That night, she had requested a rendezvous.
He said the word with a look of distaste on his face.
I left the front door open for her, and we met in the kitchen. We argued. Things got out of hand. Before I knew it, I was standing over her body, holding a bloody knife.
Blake shrugged.
And now, I guess I'm going to have to use that knife again, he said, taking a step toward Lexi.
Sprinkles strained even harder. The leash snapped. The dog broke free, running to Lexi's side. Run, Sprinkles, she commanded. Blake lunged at her, grabbing her by the hair, jerking her head backwards. Sprinkles didn't run. She leaped for Blake's ankles, sinking her teeth in and barking loudly. Blake tried to throw the dog off. Kicking out his feet, he lost his balance. His grip on Lexi's hair loosened. She spun around, raising her knee hard. She felt it connect with soft flesh, heard a grunt, and saw Blake collapse in a ball on the floor. Lexi grabbed the barking dog and ran for the door.
Come back, bitch!
She heard Blake's heavy footsteps behind her. Picking up speed, she wrenched the door open, catapulting herself forward, trying to put as much distance between her and Blake as possible. Her stiletto heel caught on a hole in the flooring. Her heart stopped as she was jerked off balance. She felt herself falling. She clutched Sprinkles even closer, bracing for the hard impact of the ground. Instead, she felt strong arms circle her waist, pulling her upright. She tensed, ready to fight Blake off with everything she had, then looked up, right into the eyes of Jack Perillo. A blur of activity was going on behind her. People were shouting and running. She turned in time to see John Darling leap onto Blake and bring him crashing to the ground. The knife skittered across the driveway. Someone bent to retrieve it.
That's the knife that murdered Chastine.
Lexi pointed at it.
Bag that knife for evidence, Jack yelled.
Then, putting his finger under Lexi's chin, he turned her head back to face him.
Lexi, what the hell are you doing here?
Lexi winced at the anger in his voice. She took a step back from Jack, cuddling Sprinkles closer, stroking the dog's fur.
I didn't actually come here, she said. I was walking Sprinkles on the walking trails over there when I saw Blake with a knife. I think he was trying to get rid of it in the new cement.
She pointed toward the cement forms in front of the cabana.
Anyway, Blake knew I saw him. He forced me into the cabana. He confessed. He's the one who murdered Chastine, she said, feeling a little sheepish since she was the one who had insisted it was Candace.
He confessed? Well, that saves us a lot of time. Candace said she had stumbled onto the murder scene and he was blackmailing her to keep quiet.
Blackmailing her?
Yes. It turns out Candace was the daughter of Chastine's former fiancé. I guess she had quite a grudge against her. Blake found that out and threatened to reveal her secret and frame her for the murder. That's why he still had the knife.
And Bronson?
According to Candace, he had no idea about any of this.
How did you know we were back here? Lexi asked.
We pulled up in front with a warrant to bring Blake in. When we heard Sprinkles barking back here, we figured something was going on.
Jack reached down to ruffle the fur behind Sprinkles' ears. I guess you might have saved me twice today, girl. Lexi kissed the top of the dog's head, then placed her gently on the ground. Sprinkles bit Blake's leg when he grabbed me. It was because of her I was able to get away. Thank God you came when you did, or he might have caught up to me.
Lexi felt a shiver run up her spine.
Jack looked down at the little dog. Sprinkles is going to get a big treat tonight, he said.
Then he looked back at Lexi, his eyes turning serious.
I'm just glad Blake didn't hurt you. This is why I didn't want you investigating any of this. I couldn't bear it if something happened to you.
Lexi felt her heart melt. I know. I'm sorry. I only wanted to help find the killer so I could get paid.
Jack put his hands on Lexi's shoulders. Bending down, he brushed his lips against her forehead, then pulled her in for a hug.
I guess I'm going to have to spend a lot more time with you from now on, in order to keep you out of trouble.
Lexi smiled up at him. I'll be looking forward to that, Detective Perillo.